The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 2, text number 14, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on March 31st, 2010, in Riga, Latvia.
So, tonight we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 2, text number 14. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Om Namo.
Matra,
Matra,
Parsha,
Parsha,
Tu,
Kaunteya,
Kaunteya,
Shita,
Shita,
Ushna,
Ushna,
Sukha,
Sukha,
Dukha,
Dukha,
Dha,
Adama,
Adama,
Ayana,
Ayana,
Anidya, Tikshashva, Bharata,
Bharata,
Matrasparshashtukamteya,
Matrasparshashtukamteya,
Shitoshna Sukadukada,
Shitoshna Sukadukada,
Agamapayano Nityas,
Agamapayano Nityas,
Anasatik Shashva Bharata, Matrasparshashtukamteya,
Matrasparshashtukamteya,
Shitoshna Sukadukada,
Shitoshna Sukadukada,
Agamapayano Nityas,
Agamapayano Nityas,
Amstatik Shashva Bharata,
Amstatik Shashva Bharata.
O son of Kunti, the non-permanent appearance of happiness and distress, and their disappearance in due course, are like the appearance and disappearance of winter and summer seasons. They arise from sense perception, O scion of Bharata, and one must learn to tolerate them without being disturbed. Purport. In the proper discharge of duty, one has to learn to tolerate non-permanent appearances and disappearances of happiness and distress. According to Vedic injunction, one has to take his bath early in the morning, even during the month of Magh, January, February. It is very cold at that time, but in spite of that, a man who abides by the religious principles does not hesitate to take his bath. Similarly, a woman does not hesitate to cook in the kitchen in the months of May and June, the hottest part of the summer season. One has to execute his duty in spite of climatic inconveniences. Similarly, to fight is the religious principle of the Kshatriyas. And although one has to fight with some friend or relative, one should not deviate from his prescribed duty. One has to follow the prescribed rules and regulations of religious principles in order to rise up to the platform of knowledge, because by knowledge and devotion only can one liberate himself from the clutches of Maya illusion. The two different names of address given to Arjuna are also significant. To address him as Kaunteya signifies his great blood relations from his mother's side, and to address him as Bharata signifies his greatness from his father's side. From both sides, he is supposed to have a great heritage. A great heritage brings responsibility in the matter of proper discharge of duties. Therefore, he cannot avoid fighting.
Vandeham.
Shri Guru. Shri Jata. After all, you do not want to spoil the family name. So, we are in a similar position. Those who have taken shelter of this Hare Krishna movement, they are the Prabhupada Lukas. And they have the greatest heritage.
Un viņiem ir visvielākais mantojums.
Divšķā žēlstība
Šrīla Prabhupāda.
Divšķā žēlstība Šrīla Saraswati Thakura.
Divšķā žēlstība Šrīla Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakura.
Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj. Bhaktivinoda Thakura. Jagannath Das Babaji. Back on Vishwanath Chakravarti. Narottam Das. Krishna Das Kaviraj, the Goswamis, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ishvara Puri, Madhavendra Puri, back to Madhvacharya, all the way back to Narada Muni, to Vyasa Dev, Narada Muni, Ramaji and Krishna. We are coming in the greatest lineage of teachers. The Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. So how much responsibility we have to act dutifully.
Un cik mums ir liela atbildība, lai mēs atbildīgi rīkotos.
Arjuna was hesitating to perform his duty.
Arjuna šaubījās, kavējās, ka veikt savu pienākumu.
Being carried away by his material senses.
Jo viņa materiālie jūtekļi viņu uz brīdi bija atvilkuši.
Actually, Arjuna is a pure devotee.
Patiesībā Arjuna ir tīrs bhakta.
He's an eternal associate of Krishna. How can he fall into the prey of the senses?
Viņš ir mūžīgs Krishnas līdzbiedrs, un kā gan viņu varēja šie te jūtekļi mal aizkavēt?
Arjuna cannot fall down like that.
Arjuna nevar tādā veidā krist.
But he is making a show of falling down because that is our position.
Bet Arjuna vienkārši izrāda to kā tādu izrādi. Krishnas izrāde, jo tāds ir mūsu stāvoklis.
Even though we have the greatest heritage, Prabhupada Nugas.
Lai gan mums ir vislielākais mantojums, mēs esam Prabhupada Nugas.
Instead of acting dutifully, we are being carried away by the wind of sense desire.
Mēs tā vietā, lai atbildīgi rīkotos, mums vēlēšanos jutekļu vēlmi vējš mūs ir aizpūlis prom.
This is Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita chapter 2, text number 67.
Kā otrās nodaļas 67. pantā Krishna skaidro.
Indriyānam hi charatam yanmāna nirvadis dishyate. Tatashahati prāyam vāyar navam vivambasi. As a boat on the water is carried away by a strong wind, even one of the senses on which the mind focuses can carry away a man's intelligence.
Un šis pants skan, stiprs vējš aizņem projām laivu, un viens vienīgs jūtības, kuram pievērsts prāts, var aiznest projām cilvēku saprātu.
So that is our position.
Un tāds ir mūsu stāvoklis.
We're being carried away by the wind of sense desire.
Mums ir aiznests projām šis vēlju vējš.
Therefore, just as Arjuna was failing to get to Kuru, his responsibility is a descendant of Bharata. And as Kaunteya, we are failing to execute our duty as Prabhupada and Ugas.
Un tieši tāpat, kā Arjuna neveica savus pienākumus, lai gan viņš bija Bharatas un Kaunteya pēctecis, tāpat arī mēs būdami Prabhupada un Ugas neveicam savus pienākumus.
So how will we be saved?
Un kā gan mums var glābt?
How will we get out of this quagmire of sense desire?
Un kā gan mēs varam tikt ārā no šiem te jutekļu apskāvieniem?
What is our hope of being saved?
Un kāda gan mums ir cerība tāpat izglābtiem?
The good news is, just as Arjuna was saved by hearing Bhagavad Gita.
Bet labā ziņa ir tā, ka tāpat kā Arjuna tika glābs, tāpēc viņš klausījās Bhagavad Gita.
We will also be saved by hearing Bhagavad Gita.
Mums, mēs arī tiksim glābti klausoties Bhagavad Gita.
We simply have to lend our ears to this message.
Mums vienkārši ir pilnībā jānodot savas ausis, lai uzklausītu šo
mēsību. Whenever the Gita katā, the Bhagavad katā is going on, we should be very, very eager.
Un, lai kur arī nenotiktu Gita katā vai Bhagavad katā, mums ir jābūt ļoti jāvēlās piedalīties.
This is the therapy for the sick soul.
Un tā ir tā terapija, ar kā izārstēt slimo dvēseli.
By undergoing this treatment,
un vienīgi pieņemot šādu ārstēšanu.
Gita katā un Bhagavad katā.
Gita katā un Bhagavad katā.
We will become cured of our disease.
Mēs varam tāt izārstēt no mūsu slimības.
We'll no longer be carried away with the wind.
Un mūs vairs nebūs aiznesis projām šis vējš.
Just as Krishna explained in Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 6, text number, I think it's 26. Yato yata dīpa nivattastho nengate sopimās mṛta. Yogino yajitittasya yunjato yogamatmanah. 626, yes. As a lamp in a windless place does not waver, so the transcendentalist whose mind is controlled remains always steady in his meditation on a transcendent self.
Kā Krišna skaidro 6. nodaļas 26. pantā, lai arī kur savas svaidīgās un nepastāvīgās dabas dēļ prāts neaizklīstu, tas noteikti jāatved atpakaļ patības varā.
So, if one becomes accustomed to absorbing his consciousness in Gita Gita and Bhagavad Gita, then, instead of being carried away by the wind of sense enjoyment, he will live in a windless place, completely free of these lusty desires.
Un, ja cilvēks padarīs par savu paradumu, vienmēr iesaistīties Bhagavad Gita katkā vai Bhagavatam katkā, tad tā vieta, tad tādā veidā viņš paglābs sevi no šī, no šītiem vēlmi vēja un būs bezvējainā situācijā.
That place is very cool place to be.
Un šī vieta ir ļoti laba vieta, kur būt.
Prabhupāda said cool head.
Un Prabhupāda saka bēsu galvu.
So you want to be cool.
Jūs vēlaties būt vēsi.
If you want to be really cool.
Un vārds spēl vēsi, bet tad arī kruti tādā ziņā.
Then you simply have to become free from this lust.
Tad jums vienkārši jāatbrīvojās ir no šīs
riekās.
Un dusmām.
this greed,
iekārs,
this madness,
dusmā,
this illusion,
ilūzijas,
and most importantly of all, become completely 100% free from envy.
Un pilnīgi 100% gadīgi brīvi no skaudības.
And then you'll be really cool.
Un tad jūs būsiet pilnīgi vēsi un kruti.
You won't be disturbed by any duality.
Un nekāds dualisms tad jūs nesatrauks vairāk.
Sometimes people glorify us, oh, you're wonderful.
Dažkārt cilvēki mūs slavē, oh, jūs esat brīnišķīgi.
Sometimes they criticize, oh, you're horrible.
Dažkārt viņi saka, jūs esat šausmīgi.
Sometimes it's a beautiful summer day in Riga.
Dažkārt ir brīnišķīgi vasaras diena šeit Rīgā.
Sometimes it's the most unimaginably hellish winter day in Riga.
Dažkārt ir neiedomājami hellišķīga ziemas diena.
I haven't seen those days. I always avoid them.
I heard that. Es redzēju šīs gan dienas. Esmu izvairījies.
Of course, we have some pretty hellish hot days in Texas.
Jā, protams, mums ir diezgan hellišķīgi karstas dienas Teksasā.
But anyway, these dualities.
Bet tā vai savādāk šīs dualitātes.
If you will become accustomed to hearing Gita Katha, Bhagavad Katha.
Ja jūs padarīsiet par savu paradu, klausīties Gita Katha un Bhagavad Katha.
Then you can easily cross over this ocean of duality.
Jūs viegli varēsiet šķērsot šo dualitātes okeānu.
For one who is not accustomed to hear Gita Katha and Bhagavad Katha.
Un tas, kurš nav pieredz klausīties, piedalīties Gita Katha un Bhagavad Katha.
That ocean of duality is a huge, insurmountable barrier.
Un tam šīs te okeāns ir nepārvarama barjera.
But one who has developed this taste.
Bet tam, kuram ir šī te garša attīstība.
Bhagavad Katha Ruchi.
Bhagavad Katha Ruchi.
That huge, insurmountable ocean of realities.
Tas neaptveramais realitātes okeāns.
Becomes reduced down to vatsapadam, the amount of water contained within the hoofbed of a calf.
Tas saraujas līdz tavēna pēdas nospiedumā.
Would any of you have trouble stepping over the amount of water contained within the hoofbed of a calf?
Vai jums būtu problēmas pārkāpt tādam ūdens daudzumam, kas ir teļa pēdas nospiedumā?
How would you like your ocean of troubles, which we all have, let's admit it and be honest?
Būsim godīgi. Vai jūs gribētu, lai tas jūsu satraukumu un trauksmi?
How would you like your ocean of troubles to become so insignificant you put it in the palm of your hand?
Kā jums pateikt, ja jūsu visu grūtību okeāns sarautos līdz tādam ūdens daudzumam, kas ietilps jūsu plaukstā?
If you would like to be in that most auspicious position,
ja jūs vēlaties būt šajā vislabvēlīgākajā stāvoklī,
then all you have to do,
viss, kas jādara,
is develop a taste,
ir jātīsta garša,
for Gita Katha and Bhagavad Katha.
Attiecībā uz Gita Katha un Bhagavad Katha.
I can tell you this.
Būs var teikt jums.
There's nothing sweeter.
Nav nekā saldāk.
Much chitā madgata prāna bodhiyam taparasparam katayantam katayantāyam tamam dirjam tashyam ticha raman ticha 10-9 Bhagavad Gita.
Desitās nodaļas 9. pāns.
The thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me. Their lives are surrendered unto me, and they derive great satisfaction and bliss by enlightening one another and conversing about me.
Manu tīro bhakta domas mājo manī. Viņi dzīvo, lai kalpotu man, un gūst lielu prieku un svētlaimi, apgaismojot viens otru un stāstot viens otram par mani.
You can absorb yourself in this 24 hours a day.
Un jūs varat grendēties tajā 24 stundas diennaktī.
From the moment you wake up in the morning.
No tā brīža, kad jūs piecieties no rīta.
While you're taking your shower.
Kad ejat dušā.
While you're brushing your teeth.
Kad tīrāt zobus.
While you're getting dressed.
Kad ģērbaties.
While you're putting tīlāk on your body.
Kad liekat tīlāk.
While you're worshiping the Lord by singing Gurbhāstakam prayers.
Kad jūs dziedat Gurbhāstakam prayers.
While you're chanting your japa.
Kad jūs japa skaitāt.
While you're reading the scripture.
Kad lasāt rakstus.
While you're taking breakfast.
Kad baudāt brokastis.
While you're getting ready for your daily duties.
Kad gatavojaties saviem dienas pienākumiem.
And when you come home at night.
Kad atnākat vakarā mājās.
You can be absorbed in this Krishna katha 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Jūs varat priemdēties šajā Krishna katha 24 stundas dienaktī, 7 dienas nedēļā.
You can transform every moment of your existence into devotional service.
Jūs varat pārveidot katru savu eksistences momentu garīgajai kalpošanā.
Through the dovetailing process.
Vienkārši caur salāgošanas procesu.
Known as Krishna consciousness.
Tas ir pazīstams kā Krišnas apziņa.
Perhaps you have heard this term Krishna consciousness.
Iespējams, jūs esat dzirdējuši šo terminu Krišnas apziņa.
That is the name of our movement.
Un tā sauc mūsu kustību.
We are the Krishna consciousness movement.
Mēs esam Krišnas apziņas kustība.
Because the members, they are practicing Krishna consciousness 24 hours daily.
Tāpēc, ka šīs kustības biedri praktizē Krišnas apziņu 24 stundas dienaktī.
One lady, she wrote a letter to one of our temples.
Kāda kundze uzrakstīja vēstuli uz vienu no tempļiem.
Saying, I would like to be a member of your movement.
Sakot, ka viņa vēlētos būt kļūt par kustības biedri.
And somehow she never got an answer to our letter, so she was feeling very disappointed.
Un kaut kā sanāca, ka viņa nekad nesaņēma atbildi uz šo te vēstuli un sarūtināja tas viņu.
But I told her, all you have to do is to be a member of the Krishna consciousness movement.
Es viņai teicu, ka viss, kas jums jādara, lai kļūtu par Krišnas apziņas biedru,
is to be Krishna conscious.
Vienkārši būt Krišnas apziņā.
Then you're automatically a member.
Tad jūs automātiski esat biedrs.
You don't need a laminated ID card.
Jums nevajag laminētu karti, kas pierāda jūs biedrību.
To be a member of the Krishna consciousness movement.
Lai būt par šīs biedrības biedru.
All you have to do is be Krishna conscious.
Viss, kas ir jādara, ir jābūt Krišnas apziņā.
And you're automatically a member, you see.
Jūs esat automātiski biedrs.
That's all that's required. Just be conscious of Krishna.
Vienkārši apzināties Krishna.
And you're already a first-class member of the Krishna consciousness.
Un jūs esat pirmklasīgs Krishnas apziņas biedrs.
So, we are traveling all over the world.
Mēs ceļojam pa visu pasauli.
Myself and Vishnupriya Devidasi Mataji.
Es un Mātaži Vishnupriya Devidasi.
We want to encourage you all to be always Krishna conscious.
Un mēs gribētu jūs iedrošināt visus vienmēr būt Krišnas apziņā.
And to share this Krishna consciousness with everyone you meet.
Un dalīties šajā Krišnas apziņā ar ikvienu, ko jūs satiekat.
This is one of the insider secrets of Krishna consciousness.
Un tas ir viens no noslēpumiem, ko es kā pieredzējis biedrs var teikt.
Kind of carefully note this point.
Un uzmanīgi ielāgojiet šo te punktu.
The more you give Krishna, the more you get Krishna.
Jo vairāk jūs dodat Krishna, jo vairāk jūs saņemat Krishna.
So the more you can help other people to become Krishna conscious.
Un tā jo vairāk jūs palīdzat citiem cilvēkiem kļūt nonākt Krishnas apziņā.
The more you will be Krishna conscious.
Jo vairāk nostiprinās jūs Krishnas apziņā.
And the more that you are Krishna conscious.
Un jo vairāk jūs esat Krishnas apziņā.
The more that you will be swimming in an ocean of unlimited nectar.
Jo vairāk jūs peldaties bezgalīgā nektāra okeānā.
Nectar, yes. So, do you want to taste the nectar?
Vai jūs vēlaties nobaudīt nektāru?
And simply be Krishna conscious and spread this Krishna consciousness to everyone.
Tad vienkārši esiet Krishnas apziņā un izplatiet Krishnas apziņu ikvienam.
And then you really get the nectar.
Un tad jūs tiešām saņemsiet nektāru.
So, I can ask now if there's any questions.
Tagad es jautāju, vai ir kādi jautājumi. Pārpasaulīgajām īpašībām atrodoties materiālajā
priekšstatījumā.
Ar materiālajā, jā. How to think about Krishna's transcendental qualities being here in the material world and being being kā bija saistīti. Nē, saistīti. Abas lovilinī. Nevis, nu...
Conditioned?
Conditioned by this material world, yeah.
By hearing from the scripture?
Klausoties no rakstiem.
By hearing from the pure devotees who have realized Krishna.
Klausoties no tīriem bhaktām, kas ir realizējuši Krishna.
In this way you can understand his qualities.
Un tādā veidā jūs varat saprast viņu kvalitātes.
He has six chief qualities.
Ir sešas galvenās kvalitātes.
These are described by Parashara Muni.
Un tās apraksta Parashara Muni.
The father of Vedavyas.
Vedavyas stāvs.
Krishna has unlimited power.
Krishnam ir bezgalīgs spēks.
Unlimited beauty.
Bezgalīgs skaistums.
Unlimited renunciation.
Neierobežot atstīšanās spēju.
Unlimited knowledge.
Neierobežot zināšanas.
Unlimited wealth.
Neierobežot bagātība.
And unlimited fame.
Un neierobežot slava.
These six qualities.
Šīs sešas īpašības.
If you can focus, of course there are unlimited qualities of Krishna.
Protams, ir bezgalīgas īpašības daudzums Krishna.
But of these unlimited qualities,
bet no šīm bezgalīgajām īpašībām,
these six qualities, they are the chief qualities.
Šīs sešas ir galvenās.
So if you can simply meditate on how there is no one more powerful than Krishna.
Ja jūs vienkārši meditēju par to, ka nav neviena, kas ir varenāks, spēcīgāks par Krishna.
It's like, I don't know if it's still here, I know they used to have a health, I think they still have across the street where they lift the weights and they do the exercises. Yeah.
Tā kā tur pāri ielē bija tā zāle, vingrošana zāle.
So there are some people in there, they're very strong, they can lift heavy, heavy weights.
Un tur ir noteikti daži ļoti spēcīgi cilvēki, kas var lielu smagumus pacelt.
So you have practical experience here in Liga. There are some men who can, and ladies also, of course they can't lift as much as the men, but there are many women who are, you know, struggling to lift heavy weights.
Un šajā pilsētā ir ne tikai spēcīgi vīrieši, bet arī ir sievietes, kas cenšas pacelt lielus smagumus.
But can they compete with Krishna's weightlifting ability?
Bet vai viņi var sacensties ar Krishna's svarcelšanas īpašībā?
He can understand, he can lift a whole mountain, Govardhan Hill.
Bet jūs varat saprast, viņš Govardhan Hill pacēl.
And the whole mountain a little finger for 7 days.
Un turēja uz mazā pirkstiņa 7 dienas.
So, and you can understand, if somebody can hold a mountain on his little finger, he's very strong.
Jūs varat iedomāties, ja kāds var noturēt uz mazā pirkstiņa veselu kalnu.
So, it's difficult to understand who is the strongest man, you see.
Un tā jūs varat viegli saprast, kurš ir tas spēcīgākais.
And think about beauty.
Padomājiet par skaistumu.
Think about being attractive.
Padomājiet par to, kā būtu pievilcīgam.
How many guys do you know who have 16,000 girlfriends?
Cik daudz puišu jūs zināt, kuriem 16,000 draudzeņi?
There any guys that handsome and charming they can have 16,000 girlfriends?
Vai ir kāds tik pievilcīgs un skaists puisis, kuriem 16,000 draudzeņi?
I don't know, I've never heard of any man who has 16,000 girlfriends.
Es neesmu dzirdējis ne par vienu vīrieti, kuram būs 16,000
draudzeņi. He's so handsome, he's so charming, he can move 16,000 young girls.
Tā kā viņš ir tik pievilcīgs, ka viņš spēja aizkustināt un piesaistīt 16,000 jaunas
vīrietis. Krishna has more than 16,000.
Patiesībā Krishnam ir vairāk nekā 16,000.
16,000 a little sample of his unlimited growth. Tas ir
vienkārši mazs piemērs viņa bezgalīgiem skaistumam.
So, who can be more beautiful than Krishna, more attractive than Krishna?
Kurš gan vēl būtu skaistāks vai pievilcīgāks par Krishna?
And you may say, well, he must be really attached, you know.
Un jūs varētu domāt, ah, tad viņš noteikti ļoti pieķēries ir.
He's got all those girlfriends. He must be really attached.
Ja viņam tik daudz ir meiteņu un draudzeņu, tad viņš noteikti ir pieķēries ļoti viņam.
But you know that grandfather Bhishma.
Bet jūs zināt, ka vecāls Bhishma.
Do you know why he is called Dhritavrata?
Vai jūs zināt, kāpēc viņu sauc Dhritavrata?
Do you know why he is called Dhritavrata?
Vai jūs zināt, kāpēc viņu tā sauc?
Because he took a vow, I will never marry.
Tāpēc, ka viņš zvērēja, apņēmās, ka es nekad neapprecēšos.
He became so powerful by that vow that he would not die unless he wanted to die. He could not be killed.
Viņš kļuva tik varens, ka viņš nenomir līdz tam brīdim, kamēr viņš nevēlējās nomirt.
Unless he wanted to die, he cannot be forced out of his body by any power.
Un nekāds spēks nevarēja piespiest viņu pamest ķermeni tik ilgi, kamēr viņš to nevēlējās.
He had hundreds of arrows piercing his entire body and he was still living.
Simtiem bultu bija caurvarpušas viņu ķermeni, bet viņš joprojām dzīvoja.
He took such a powerful vow, I will never marry, you see.
Un viņam bija tik varens svēras apņemšanās, ka viņš nekad neaprecēsies.
So, we would think, oh, he was the greatest of all brahmacharis.
Mēs varam domāt, ka viņš bija visvarenākais no brahmačāriem.
But he testified that actually, if I had been in Krishna's position, I would have fallen down. So Krishna is the greatest of all brahmacharis.
It is testified that
he said, if I had been in Krishna's position with all those girls in the forest at night,
he said,
I would have fallen down. But Krishna never fell down.
Viņš liecināja par to, ka ja es būtu Krishna's vietā ar 16,000 šīm skaistiem jaunajiem meitām,
so Krishna
būtu kritis,
is the greatest of all renunciates, the greatest brahmacharī.
Krishna ir varenākais no visiem brahmacharī.
So in every quality, power, beauty, renunciation, knowledge, Krishna says, and what is that verse, chapter 7? Do you know the verse number? Anyone know? Chapter 7, text number 26. Vedaham samati tani vartamanani charjana bhavishyani chabutani mam tu vedana kashchana. I hit it right? Okay. Yeah. Krishna says, let's see, how does he begin? Arjuna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, I know all that has happened in the past, everything that is happening at the present moment, and all things that are yet to come. I also know all living entities, but me, no one knows.
Un 7.26. pantā Krishna saka, Arjuna, es Dieva augstākā personība zinu visu, kas bijis, ir un būs. Es zinu arī visas dzīvās būtnes, bet mani nezinu neviens.
Do you know anybody else who knows everything that happened in the past?
Vai jūs zināt kādu?
Everything that's going on right now on March 31st, 2010 throughout the entire universe, he knows every little thing that's happening in every corner of the universe.
Vai jūs zināt kādu, kurš zina, kas notiek šobrīd, 2010. gada 31. martā visā visumā, katru mazāko detaļu?
He knows every thought that's going through everybody's brain at every second.
Viņš zina visas domas, kas iet katru sekundi, katru prātā.
And he knows perfectly everything that's going to happen in the future.
Un viņš zina visu, kas notiks nākotnē.
Do you know anybody that has that kind of knowledge?
Vai jūs zināt kādu, kam ir šādas zināšanas?
No one comes close.
Neviens pat tūmā nestāv.
Not even the demigods.
Pat nepadīvi.
You say, well, Brahma, certainly he knows everything.
Es varu teikt, no, Brahma noteikti zina visu.
And why did he forget that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead?
Bet kāpēc tad viņš aizmirst, ka Krishna Dieva augstākā personība?
Why did he play with fire by stealing the boys and the calf?
Kāpēc tad viņš spēlējās ar uguni, caur to, ka viņš nozaga gamzēnus un govis?
Because he couldn't accept that a little cowherd boy could be the Supreme Lord of all existence.
Tāpēc, ka viņš
he couldn't accept.
Viņš nevarēja pieņemt, ka šis mazais puisis
cowherd boy with a peacock feather in his hair
ar pāvas palmu
blowing on a flute
savos mantos, kas spēlē pa flautu, varētu būt Dieva augstākā personība.
Could be the Supreme Lord of all existence.
Varētu visu eksistenci augstākais kungs.
So if even Brahma is limited in his knowledge,
ja Brahma ir ierobežots savā zināšanās,
what is the position of us people down here in Latvia?
Tad kāds gan ir mūsu stāvoklis cilvēki, kas dzīvo šeit Latvijā?
And what is the position of Krishna?
Un kāds ir Krishnas stāvoklis?
So just try to understand how knowledgeable is Krishna.
Tad centieties saprast, cik zinoši ir Krishna.
And what is the next quality? Wealth.
Un nākamā īpašība – bagātība.
What is Krishna saying?
Ko Krishna saka?
Bhoktanam jagatapasam sarvaloka maheshvaram suhradam sarvabhutanam gyatvamam shantramichyati. He says, one who knows me is the supreme enjoyer and is the supreme proprietor of everything that exists.
Šeit tas, kurš zina man kā augstāko baudītāju un to, kam pieder viss, kas vien eksistē.
And is the best friend of all living entities.
Un kas ir visu dzīvo būtu labākais draugs.
Can alone achieve peace.
tāds tikai var sasniegt mieru.
Bhagavad Gita, chapter 5, text 29.
Tā ir piektās nodaļas 28. pāns.
So who is more wealthy than Krishna?
Kurš ir visbagātāks nekā Krishna?
Who is more famous than Krishna?
Un kurš ir slavenāks nekā Krishna?
So in this way you can understand the qualities of Krishna.
Un tā jūs varat saprast Krishnas īpašības.
You think, well, who is the most famous person in this world, you see?
Jūs varat domāt, nu kas ir slavenākais šajā
pasaulē? Who is the most wealthy person?
Kurš visbagātākais?
Who is the most knowledgeable person?
Kurš viszinošākais?
Who is the most renowned person?
Kurš ir tāds, kas atsevišķi visvairāk atsacījies?
Who is the most attractive person?
Vispievilcīgākais?
Who is the most powerful person?
Visspēcīgākais?
And they are nowhere compared to Krishna.
Nu, viņi ir nekas salīdzinājumā ar Krishna.
So in this way, just by analyzing your own existence in this conditioned world,
un tā, analizējot savu eksistenci šajā te
you can
pasaulē,
you can understand what is Krishna.
Jūs varat saprast, kas ir Krishna.
Who is Krishna?
Kas ir
and
Krishna?
How to reach Krishna.
Un kā sasniegt Krishna?
By taking shelter of the bona fide spiritual master.
Pieņemot patvērumu pie paties garīgā skolotāja.
Next question.
Nākamais jautājums.
Vai 16 tūkstoši draudzins vai sīvas? Pirmais jautājums. Un otrs ir, ko nozīmē Krišņas apziņas
kustība? Tad vai 16 tūkstoši draudzins vai sīvas? Un ko nozīmē Krišņas apziņas kustība? I have two questions. First one is 16,000 girlfriends or wives. And the second question is...
What's the question about them?
Girlfriends or wives?
Oh. Well, he had both. Krishna had the best of both worlds, you know. Vrindavan, he had girlfriends, and in Dvarka, he had wives, you know.
Vrindavan, draudzenes, and Dvarka, sievas. Un labākais visu.
And the second question.
What does it mean? Kāds bija Krishna's apziņas kustība? What does it mean? Krishna, the movement of Krishna consciousness.
Krishna, what does it mean? The movement of Krishna consciousness? That means we are moving forward and inundating the entire universe with Krishna bhakti.
Tas nozīmē, ka mēs virzāmies uz priekšu, lai visu pasauli pārklātu Krishna bhakti vilnis.
Movement means it is going forward.
Kustība nozīmē, ka tas iet uz priekšu.
If it is standing still, it is not a movement.
Ja tas stāv uz vietas, tā nav kustība.
If it's standing still, it's the Hare Krishna static.
Tas būtu jau uz vietas, būtu, ka Hare Krishna statiskā.
But this is the Hare Krishna movement.
Bet šī ir Hare Krishna kustība.
It is a tidal wave of praying.
Un tas ir prēmas vilnis.
And it is sweeping the universe.
Un tas kas pa visu visumu.
Saj jana dur jana pangu jata antagana prema vanyaya dubai la jagatara jana. This is not in the Gita. You'll have to just hear this one. It's in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. This Krishna consciousness movement is a prema tsunami.
Shri Krishna's apziņas kustība ir prema tsunami.
And it is inundating the entire universe, drowning everyone.
Un tas pārklās visu visumu, noslīcinot tik vienu.
Whether they are pious,
neatkarīgi no tā, vai viņš ir
impious,
netikumīgs,
lame,
klips,
invalid,
invalīds, nespējīgs,
blind,
akls.
Everyone is being drowned in this prema tsunami.
Un katrs taps noslīcināt šajā prema tsunami.
So now we are very tiny little movements, you see.
Un tagad mēs esam neliela kustība.
Tiny, many people don't even know who we are, you see.
Tik daudz cilvēku pat nezin, kas mēs tādi esam.
But this Krishna consciousness movement will expand like wildfire.
Bet šie Krishna's apziņas kustība izplatīsies tā kā ugunsgrēks mežā.
And it will engulf the entire human civilization in transcendental bliss.
Un rezultātā tātad visi tiks slacīti ar šo te
The entire human civilization in transcendental bliss
will be engulfed.
Engulfed.
Engulf.
Engulf means
like water.
Like the flood will completely inundate everyone.
Tad visa civilizācija tiks tā kā ūdens visu pārklāja un pārklāja. Jā, plūdi milzīgi. Tādā pašā veidā visi cilvēks tiks ar šo
So that is the Krishna consciousness movement.
Un tā ir Krishna sabziņas kustība.
So now do you understand what is the Krishna consciousness movement?
Tagad jūs saprotat, ko nozīmē Krishna sabziņas kustība.
Huh?
Seems, yes.
Yes?
It seems.
So. It seems? Why seems?
Because there are many questions I could ask.
Go ahead, ask them. I will answer all of your questions.
Es atbildēšu visus.
According to the Vedic version.
Jūs jautājums saskaņā ar
I can perfectly
Vedā.
Answer every question.
Es varu pilnībā atbildēt uz jebkuru jautājumu.
According to the teachings of Prabhupada.
Saskaņā ar Prabhupādas mācību.
Let me hear the question.
Vai ļaujiet man dzirdēt jautājumu?
Vai Krishna ir Dievs?
Is Krishna God?
Yes. Next question.
Vai bhakti ir atrodams arī citās religijās?
Can we find bhakti in other religions?
Religion is one.
Religija ir viena.
To become a lover of God.
Kļūt par to, kurš mīl Dievu.
Anyone who is developing love of God.
Katrs, kurš ir attīstījis mīlestību uz Dievu.
Pure love of God.
Patiesu mīlestību uz Dievu.
According to Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Saskaņā Bhaktivinoda Thakura.
They are all part of this Krishna consciousness movement.
Viņi visi ir daļa no šī Krishna sabziņas kustības.
So anyone who is developing pure bhakti, actually, they are part of this movement, whether they know it or not.
Un ik viens, kurš ir attīstījis tīru bhakti, neatkarīgi no tā, viņš zina to vai nē, ir daļa no šīs kustības.
This is the pure bhakti movement.
Šī ir tīra bhakti kustība.
We are teaching pure love for God.
Mēs mācām tīru mīlestību uz Dievu.
So anyone who has developed pure love for God,
un ik viens, kurš ir attīstījis tīru mīlestību uz Dievu,
they will appreciate and want to be a part of this movement, automatically.
Viņš tiks novērtēts un automātiski kļūst par šīs kustības.
Doesn't matter if they're a Christian.
Nav svarīgi, viņš ir kristietis.
Hindu. Jew.
Jūs,
Sikh. Jain. Or Muslim.
Musulmanis vai Jainis.
Anyone who has developed pure love for God will appreciate this movement. Automatically.
Ik viens, kurš ir attīstījis tīru mīlestību uz Dievu, novērtēs šo kustību automātiski.
Next question.
Nākamais jautājums.
Nu, mīlestība uz Dievu un vispār mīlestība, tas ir tāds, nu, abstrakts iedzīts, ir arī, nu, kā lai to saprot?
Mīlestība uz Dievu ir abstrakts iedzīts, kā to saprast?
To love God. That's it's very difficult to comprehend, to understand that. It's very abstract.
But if you come to us, we will make it easy for you.
When
if you come to us, we will show you what is God and how to love God.
Mēs parādīsim, kas ir Dievs un kā viņu mīlēt.
That is the difficulty in Christianity, Judaism, Hinduism, all these isms. It's a very vague idea of God. It's difficult to love a vague idea.
Ir ļoti grūti kristietībā, judaismā, ir, piemēram, ļoti, tur ir ļoti izplūdusi tā plaša tā jēdziens par Dievu, un tāpēc ir ļoti grūti mīlēt kaut ko tādu, kas ir nekonkrēts un plašs.
But here in the Krishna consciousness movement we have scientific knowledge of God.
Bet šeit Krishna sabziņas kustībā mums ir zinātniskas zināšanas.
We can show you precisely what is God and how to love God.
Mēs jums varam precīzi parādīt, kas ir Dievs un kā viņu mīlēt.
You come to us, we will teach you.
Nāksiet pie mums, mēs jūs iemācīsim. Vai varētu būt pastāstīt kādu gadījumu, kādu iedrošinās ar Šrīla Prabhupāda, kas ir palikusi atmiņā.
Could you share something from your association with Srila Prabhupada?
I'm associating with Prabhupada right now.
Es šobrīd biedrojos ar Srila Prabhupada.
Actually, by taking the order of one's spiritual master as one's very life and soul, one is constantly associating with the spiritual master.
Pieņemot norādījumus no garīgās skolotāja pilnībā ar sirdi un dvēseli, šāds cilvēks vienmēr ir kontaktā ar garīgu un biedrojās ar savu garīgo skolotāju.
Do you think that association depends on physical presence?
Vai jūs domājat, ka biedrošanās ir atkarīga no fiziskās klātesamības?
No. There are two presences of Shri Guru.
Divos veidos parādās Shri Guru.
Vani un Vapu.
Vani un Vapu.
Vapu is physical presence.
Vapu ir tād, kad fiziski.
Vani is vibrational presence.
Vani ir
instruction.
Vibrācijās šī klātesamība.
You can hold on to that order Shri Guru has given you.
Jūs turties pie šiem norādījumiem, ko Shri Guru jums ir devis.
Taking that order is your very life and soul.
Pieņemot šo te kā pašu galvu, tos norādījumus kā pašu galvu no jūsu
dzīvē.
Un jūs vienmēr būsiet kā pielīmēti pie Shri Guru lotus pēdām.
Prabhupāda gave me mercy in many, many different ways, and he is still giving me mercy in many, many ways.
Prabhupāda ir devis savu žēlistību un ļoti daudzos dažādos veidos, un joprojām viņš man to dod, daudzos dažādos veidos.
I have many times explained one of my favorite pastimes I had with Prabhupāda.
Es esmu daudzas reizes stāstījis vienu no manām mīļākajām spēlēm ar Shri Prabhupādu.
When he gave me an order,
kad viņš man deva norādījumu,
he wrote me one letter.
Viņš uzrakstīja man vēstuli.
He said, I can see that you are a very sincere and enthusiastic boy, eager for pushing forward this Krishna consciousness movement.
Un viņš rakstīja, es redzu, ka tu esi patiesi puisis, kas augstoši vēlas virzīt šo te Krišnas apziņas kustību.
He said, so if you will continue enthusiastically as you were doing,
Un ja tu turpinās ar tikpat lielu entuziasmu, kā tu to dari šobrīd,
surely Krishna will bless you.
Pilnīgi noteikti, Krishna svētīs tevi.
So I decided I would embrace that order of Prabhupada.
Un es nolēmu, ka es apskaušu šo teikšu Jūsu Prabhupādas
norādību.
Un ievietošu to savā sirdī.
So I've been doing that ever since 1971.
Un tā es to daru kopš 1971.
gada. You know what?
Un ziniet ko?
Prabhupada is right.
Prabhupada bija taisnība.
Krishna has been showering his mercy upon me unlimitedly.
Un Krishna dāvā savu žēlistību bezgalīgi.
Next question.
Nākamais jautājums.
Women to release their ego and emotions. What do you suggest?
I didn't get it, but first part. Guru Maharaj nedzird, viņam ir ar dzirdi slikti, būs tāpēc atkārtojiet lūdzu.
Yeah.
Jā.
So, mēs tās to, ka ir daudz visādas lasīšanas noteikumi un meditācijas un ir tā ļoti liels darbs. Sevišķi sievietēm ir ļoti grūti ar releasing ar ego un emociju nolaušanu, izkaušanu.
Savaldību. Release jau būs atbrīvošana.
Nē, release jau ego un release jau emotions.
Release?
Jā, savaldību.
Savaldību.
Atlaišana.
Atlaišana, jā. Release ir atlaist.
Jā.
Tāpēc tad tikt.
So, ko varētu ieteikt? Sevišķi vairāk sievietēm.
Novaros, bet šausmīgi grūti atlaist ego, atlaist emocijas. How to give up the emotions and release your ego and release your false ego.
Especially, question was that despite many readings and meditations, I have experienced that for women, it's difficult to control their emotions and release their ego. What would be your suggestion?
So, how to control one's emotions?
Как контролировать
свои эмоции? This is a very important question you have asked. Thank you very much for this very important question. Because you were speaking not only for yourself, but actually you were speaking for all of us. Everyone has this difficulty. So how to overcome this difficulty? Being carried away by our emotions. Emotions are taking place on the platform known as the mind.
Emocijas atrodas uz platformas, kas saucās prāts.
The way to get beyond the emotions is to situate yourself in your intelligence.
Un, lai tiktu garām šīm emocijām, ir jānokļūst saprātā.
Just like a mother and a child.
Kā, piemēram, māte un bērns.
Children are very emotional.
Bērni ir ļoti emocionāli.
They do all kinds of naughty things.
Un dar visādas palaidnības.
And they can be very sweet also. They flip back and forth between sweetness and naughtiness.
Un viņi var būt arī ļoti mīļi. Un tā viņi šurp turp šaudās starp būdam nejauki un būdam esam mīļi.
So, the mother has to train the child how to be dutiful.
Un mātei ir jāmāca savus bērns, kā izturēties ar pienākumu apzīmi.
Not to act on a basis simply of emotions.
Ne tikai darboties, balstoties uz emocijām.
So, the emotions are like the child and the intelligence is like the mother.
Un emocijas ir kā bērns un saprāts ir kā māte.
So now you're experiencing the difficulty of childlike emotions.
Un jūs izbaudāt šobrīd tās grūtības, kas saistā, kas ir līdzīgas kā bērnu emocijas.
But if you can develop intelligence, you see, like a mother.
Bet jūs varat attīstīt saprātu, kas ir līdzīgs kā māte.
Then you can guide the childlike emotional nature of yourself.
Tad jūs varat vadīt to dabu, kas ir šīs bērnu emocionālo dabu.
To act on the basis of duty instead of the basis of emotion.
Tad jūs varat šo te dabu vadīt uz balstot uz pienākumu apziņu, nevis uz emocijām.
In this way you will conquer the emotional nature.
Un tādā veidā jūs savaldīsiet un uzvarēsiet šo emocionālo
dabu. To have a first class understanding of what is your duty.
Un tāpēc jums ir jābūt pirmklasīgai izpratnē par to, kāds ir jūsu pienākums.
And if you will study the scriptures, if you will read Prabhupada's books very carefully.
Un jūs uzmanīgi lasīsiet rakstus un Prabhupada grāmatas.
If you will hear from Sri Guru very carefully.
Ja jūs klausīsieties no Sri Guru ļoti uzmanīgi.
And you will hear from the Vaishnavas very carefully.
Un uzmanīgi klausīsieties, ko saka Vaishnavi.
Then you will understand what is your duty.
Tad jūs sapratīsiet, kas ir jūsu pienākums.
And you can train yourself under their good guidance how to always act on the basis of duty.
Un tādā veidā jūs sevi trenēsiet, kā vienmēr rīkoties, balstoties uz pienākumiem.
Not on the basis of emotions.
Nevis balstoties uz emocijām.
You may be interested to hear that Arjuna had the same problem.
Jums varbūt būs interesanti zināt, ka Arjuna bija tāda pati problēma.
He was acting on the basis of emotions.
Viņš darbojās pamatojoties uz savām emocijām.
Even though he was a powerful warrior.
Lai gan bija viņš ļoti varens karotājs.
Who could defeat 1,000 enemies single-handedly.
Kurš viens pats varēja uzveikt tūkstošiem ienaidnieku.
He was weeping like an emotional woman.
Viņš raudāja tā kā emocionāla sieviete.
Dropping his bow on the chariot.
Nometa uz kājas ratiem savu loku.
So even Arjuna can become like an emotional woman.
Un pat Arjuna var kļūt kā emocionāla sieviete.
Then we all have that difficulty, not just the women.
Tāpēc tas nozīmē, ka mums visiem ir šī grūtība, ne tikai sievietēm.
But if we will hear from Guru, scripture and the saintly devotees of Alluram.
Bet ja mēs klausīsimies no guru rakstiem un svētiem dieva kalpiem.
What is our duty?
Kāds ir mūsu pienākums?
And then act on the basis of duty.
Un ja mēs darbosimies saskaņā ar savu pienākumu,
then we will conquer that emotional nature.
Tad mēs pakļausim, uzvarēsim savu emocionālo dabu.
That's the answer.
Tāda ir atbilde.
Next question. Any other question?
Kad ir īstais brīdis izvēlēties garīgo skolotāju? Es, piemēram, vēl nevaru noskaitīt 16 āpris, un vai to var darīt tikai tad, kad to jau var, vai kā savādāk?
What is the right time to choose one's spiritual master? For instance, I can't chant 16 rounds daily, and should I look for a spiritual master only when I can do that, or there is other requirements? Or?
Well, there's two ways of looking at it. According to our official procedures in ISKCON.
Saskaņā, ir divi veidi, kā skatīties. Saskaņā ar oficiālām procedūrām, kas valda ISKCONā.
You are meant to, first of all, accept Srila Prabhupada as your Siksha Guru.
Pirmkārt, jums ir jāpieņem Srila Prabhupada kā savu Siksha Guru.
Take his teachings as your very life and soul.
Jāpieņem pilnībā viņa mācības.
And chant 16 rounds and follow the principles.
Un jāskaita 16. Āpri un jāseko četriem regulējušiem principiem.
In service to Prabhupada.
Kā kalpojot Prabhupada.
And then after you've been doing that for at least 6 months.
Un tad, ja jūs to darāt vismaz 6 mēnešus.
When the temple authorities authorize you, then you can choose one of the ISKCON gurus to be your spiritual master.
Un tad, kad to apsiprina tempļa vadība, tad jūs varat izvēlēties kādu no guru.
So that is our official policy.
Tā ir oficiālā politika.
However, it should also be noted.
Taču ir jāatzīmē.
When Srila Prabhupada accepted Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakura as his spiritual master.
Sorry,
when Srila Prabhupada accepted Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati as his spiritual master.
Kad Srila Prabhupada pieņēma Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati kā savu garīgo skolotāju.
He wasn't chanting any rounds.
Viņš neskaitīja vispār nevienu āpri.
He simply went to one meeting and he heard Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakura speak.
Viņš vienkārši bija aizgājis uz kādu tikšanos un dzirdēja, ka Bhakti Siddhanta Thakura runāja.
First he argued with Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati.
Un sākotnēji viņš iebilda viņam.
But then he was defeated by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati's argument.
Bet tad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakura argumenti sakāva viņu, uzvarēja viņu.
And then he immediately within his heart accepted, yes, this is my guru.
Un tad viņš savā sirdī momentā pieņēma, jā, tas ir mans guru.
Prabhupada said, practically, he initiated me. In other words, Prabhupada felt that he had been initiated just by meeting him one time.
Prabhupada jūta, ka viņš ir iniciēts, vienkārši vienreiz viņu satiekot.
And he always meditated on his spiritual master.
Un viņš vienmēr meditēja uz savu garīgo skolotāju.
And he received formal initiation 11 years later.
Un viņš formālo iniciāciju saņēma 11 gadus vēlāk.
So who are we to tell someone if they feel they have met their guru that no, you can't think that he's your guru.
Un kā gan var pateikt, ja kāds ir sajūta, ka viņš ir saticis savu guru, kurš gan var teikt, ne, tas...
Can we tell somebody that's wrong?
Tātad, vai mēs varam kādam teikt, ka tas nav pareizi?
That would mean that Prabhupada was wrong.
Tas nozīmē, tad, ka Prabhupādam nebija taisnība.
But in terms of formal initiation.
Bet, ja mēs runājam par formālo iniciāciju.
You do require to be recommended by the local group.
Mums noteikti jāsaņem rekomendāciju no vietējām.
But if you feel inspired by one of our gurus.
Bet, ja jūs jūtat, ka jūs iedvesmo kāds no mūsu guru.
That this is my spiritual master.
Ka tas ir mans garīgais skolotājs.
Who can stop you from feeling that?
Un kurš var apturēt jums tā likt justies?
But for formal initiation, you must follow the standard procedures of our society.
Bet, lai saņemt formālu iniciāciju, jums ir jāseko šiem formālajiem prasībām.
So if you really feel that the person, if someone really feels that a particular spiritual master is their guru, then they will automatically start chanting 16 rounds. As soon as possible.
Un ja kāds tiešām jūt, ka
kāds garīgais skolotājs ir viņa garīgais skolotājs, tad šāds cilvēks automātiski, cik ātri vien iespējams, sāks skaitīt 16
minūtes. If I really feel that this person is my guru and I want to surrender to him.
Ja es tiešām jūtu, ka šis ir mans garīgais skolotājs, es vēlos viņam nodoties.
You see, unless you're willing to surrender, you don't really accept him as guru. That's the point.
Un tik ilgi, kamēr jūs nejūtat šo vēlmi nodot, tad, tad patiesībā jūs viņu nepieņemat.
If I really feel that this person is my guru, then I will immediately start chanting 16 mantras. That very day.
Bet ja es to jūtu, ka tas ir mans garīgais skolotājs, tad es nekavējoties sākšu skaitīt 16 mantras.
So that I can qualify for diksha as soon as possible.
Lai es varētu saņemt dikšu, cik ātri vien iespējams.
Does that answer your question?
Es atbildu.
So, I think our time is running a bit over time now. So, what time is the Bhagavatam class in the morning? About 7:50?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. So, everyone come tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, and then tomorrow night also we'll be here. Another Bhagavad Gita class.
Vakarā sešos Bhagavad Gita.
So, we thank you all very much for your participation in this Krishna consciousness movement.
Krishna sapņas kustībā.
And we wish you all success on this pathway.
Un vēl visiem veiksim šajā te ceļā.
Panākums.
Jai. 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 Jai.